Hey guys, just wanted to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
There are people that claim that Stevie Wonder can actually see. It's been covering the mainstream press all over the world.
I still believe Stevie can see.
Now, this story comes from celebrities.
Stevie can see.
Stevie can see.
There's a bunch of people on YouTube chiming in on this as well.
Stevie Wonder might be a fraud.
You'll notice
there's a picture of Stevie Wonder
taking a picture of Michael Jackson.
Everybody that talks about this.
There's a building list of evidence that maybe...
is a sighted person.
Just maybe.
Now it's time to hear from someone.
Stevie ain't blind.
Who's blind since birth.
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Brian, Larry, Springheel, Josh, and the Illuma Mommy herself, Miss April.
Sounded like you called yourself Brian.
That's kind of what I thought too.
Well, on today's episode, left is right, up is down, clouds are made out of cotton candy, because guess what?
The blind can see?
Yes, Stevie Ooh. Wonder isn't blind. Kitchen Studio 2022, yours truly, Rad Dad 2022, gathered in the Shoop Kitchen Studio with the skeptic, the mom, and the beard, getting down on a conspiracy that, good Lord, I didn't even know was a conspiracy. I mean, this gives Finland doesn't exist a run for its money, but not as bad. The Finland doesn't exist. Kids are in the back of the bus licking the window.
Eating their boogers.
Yeah. These
they're so bad they're licking their boogers and eating the windows.
Oh, Larry. Yeah, so that's what we're gonna be talking about today. But first and foremost, I feel like in order to do an episode proper, we really need to pull the old vehicle to the side of the road, the Thunderbird, if you will, to the side of the road and get real with the Truth Corner.
Just don't let Stevie drive it.
If you had to give up one of your senses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate this.
I know.
I swear we've done this one before, but yeah. Let's revisit it.
Mm-hmm. Sure, why not?
I guess it was a different sense this time.
Maybe. We'll see. Anyone who would like to jump in first can go, or I can start.
I'm going to say scent.
Scent?
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like this household maybe would... Just kidding.
Why would you say that?
I'm just messing with you, Josh.
Why would you name call Josh?
Man, I don't even fart the most in this house. That's Asher.
Yeah, it's true. I just put him to bed, and as he fell asleep, they were just falling out of his butt.
Speaking of brown notes, I did send you the text about the old man in the deli section of D&W.
Yeah.
I honestly thought for a second, like, I was witnessing a man's last stand. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to test out Depends, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, true. It's
Custer's last stand because he had custard in his pants.
I think it's Dijon.
Anyway.
Yeah, I value sight and sound. Way too much, and touch. I like touching things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be able to feel
myself
your wife's sweet face or pat Lando's charming.
I mean, I would still technically be able to do that. But yeah, I think I'm with Larry. I would go with smell.
Smell.
Which affects taste.
True.
True.
Which means a steak would taste the same as cauliflower, so probably just eat healthy then.
It's true.
We could actually be on to $1 billion idea here.
More of a dollar menu or dollar menu ideas.
I think
what we called them in Beer City Spaceship.
Yeah, true.
Thousands and thousands of people who had COVID would probably disagree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I hear it's not that they don't have scent. It's like burnt match smell or something, like they're burnt toast or something.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was just there was no scent.
Oh, okay.
Weird. It was fun for like 5 seconds going like, here, smell the pickle jar, or smell the spiciest things we had. And it was like, I can't smell anything.
Mm-hmm. Asher's just cupping farts and throwing them at you while he's weeping. It's like,
Dad,
it's just not as much fun anymore.
Cupcakes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess I would smell, taste, touch. Do like boobs, so it would really suck to not be able to touch and feel boobs again. I think we can all agree scent can kind of take a back seat on the senses.
Would miss that just before it rains smell.
Oh yeah,
or after mowing a lawn.
Yeah, the scent of grass dying or something.
And then screaming for help. Steaks.
Yeah,
grilling.
Oh yeah,
that's like the foreplay of grilling is the smells.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
or like going into a guitar store, going into the acoustic guitar room, smelling all that wood.
Okay, I thought that was going to take a turn there at the end.
That's when Ray Ray, the owner, takes you in the back and says, "You want to see my Stratocaster?
I like to smell the strings after a sweaty man has played."
No, that like I love going into the acoustic room, and because like you can smell the wood, and
he's right,
it smells great.
There is a nice, and then like I even like
a burning fire, if it's not a house,
yeah. Man, everything so topical today, but yeah, no, I'm the same way. I love this, I love scent, but it is kind of like, I mean, losing sight to me for. As a like huge movie watcher and
as a guy with glaucoma, please go on.
Don't worry, I'll hold your hand and lead you away.
Right. And my dog is going to be useless. He's going to be blind too, so we're going to have like a seeing eye dog for my dog. Mm-hmm. Like an even smaller dog somehow.
Yeah, I'm just imagining like a little robotic dog, just like arf arf, follow me, arf arf. Yeah.
I would give up probably my ability to see ghosts. That's the sixth sense.
She found a way to work around it.
I'll just give it my sixth sense DVD.
Everyone knows the ending anyway.
Yeah, I know.
No, I think, I would have to agree. Smell. I don't know.
Is it really like, so I feel like it's popular to say women and maybe men love the smell of flowers. Is that one of those things that it's like very like almost like life affirming when you get a pack, like a bouquet or whatever?
I think for me, it's more the visual than it is the smell. Mm-hmm. Like if I can smell flowers, that's great. But like seeing them is what I really appreciate more.
Do you have a favorite flower? Favorite flower, go around. Mm.
I know we've done this one too. I just heard it the other day.
Oh, really?
That's fine.
Mine is a Gerber daisy.
Mm, okay.
A what?
A Gerber daisy. Like the cheap ones at the grocery store.
Do I buy those for you?
No, you never buy me flowers.
Oh, that's bullshit. That is bullshit.
The last 3 times I've gotten flowers, I've bought them for myself. Which is technically with your money, so okay, you're off the hook.
Snapdragons.
Ooh.
Snapdragons.
I like that you can pinch them.
Mm-hmm.
Why can you pinch them?
That's why they're snapdragons. If you pinch the sides of them, they open and close like that to make them
snap. Hello, I'm a snapdragon.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I can entertain myself.
I can entertain myself. You named your penis Snapdragon?
Yeah, I pinched the bass and the mouth talks. It's great.
That's how that works, right?
It's a great party trick.
Josh, do you have a favorite song? They love it when you whip it out at parties. Grandma, look at what Ryan's doing.
He's just a crusty Midwest accent talking penis.
Oh my God.
Well, looks like we're going to take a piss again. Ford trucks.
When this mouth's a running,
I'll be a coming.
That's right. Josh, do you have a favorite flower?
I don't know. You know what? I really like lilac, though, because it reminds me of my growing up. My mom, that was always her favorite flower. Mm-hmm. And so it reminds me of home.
I get that. I miss my lilac bush.
Mm-hmm. And they're pretty.
You'd open it up and they smell so good.
Mm-hmm. Is it blossom, a Japanese blossom?
Cherry tree? Blossom?
Yes, cherry blossoms. Mm-hmm. I love those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like anything that has to, because, you know, being male prostitutes, when we're out walking the beat, it's nice to see the seasons as they change. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like...
Except
like
winter.
Like, yeah, winter. It's like, oh, great.
This shit white. For 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. Anyway, well, let's talk about Stevie Wonder Isn't Blind. Now, this was a new thing to me, as I kind of alluded to in the beginning. I looked up on our Dropbox folder and I was like, oh, this is going to be a 5-minute episode. Mm-hmm. But I was surprised how many celebrities between Shaq, Steve Harvey, like literal, I'm trying to think of Lionel Richie. All of them are like, have these like stories where, and there's even footage of him at a live concert grabbing a microphone as it falls. Like you can. Now there are, if you watch the video, you can watch it and go, oh my God. Like
my favorite is the picture that was taken of Stevie Wonder holding a camera, taking a picture of Michael Jackson.
That's true. I saw that one too.
Yeah. Like holding it up to his face, like he's focusing.
He's like blind, right? Not like
vision impaired.
Well, okay, so let's just get into it a little bit because according to what I read, he was born blind. Like this isn't just like he didn't just he
came out with a seeing eye dog and a cane
and the glasses.
Well, no, like
come to the light. I mean, to the sound of my voice.
Stevie,
start tapping on the table.
Now I'm going to say there is a website for him. If you're a fan, I am a fan. I love this
Me
guy.
Me too.
StevieWonder.net. In case you want to check up on old Stevie, he's still around today. 72 years young.
Wow.
Wow.
Looking good too. Wow. I would say.
Wow.
I mean,
he doesn't know that, but.
Steve Lind Hardaway Morris, known professionally as Stevie Wonder, is an American singer-songwriter who is credited as a pioneer and influenced by musicians across a range of genres that include rhythm and blues, pop, soul, gospel, funk, and jazz. A virtual one-man band, Wonder's use of synthesizers and other electronic musical instruments during the 1970s reshaped the conventions of R&B. I feel like as a fellow man of the synths, you can appreciate that.
Yes.
Not very superstitious, though, that you are.
I am not superstitious.
That's true. He also helped drive the genre into the album era, crafting his LPs as cohesive, consistent, socially conscious statements with complex compositions. Blind since shortly after his birth, Wonder was a child prodigy who signed with Motown's Tamla label at the age of 11.
Wow.
Holy crap.
So I'm going to tell my 11-year-old to start fucking playing the synths.
Yeah. When they turn 16, they're like, it's past you.
Yeah. You're past your prime. You're an old maid now. Where he was given the professional name at the time, Little Stevie Wonder. By the way, he was born in...
Now he'd be Lil.
1950.
Mm-hmm. No, he was, 1950, but Saginaw, Michigan.
Oh.
Saginaw! Saginaw! Come on, you wanted to rock out.
I don't know about that one, Dave. Maybe try somewhere more tropical.
Wonder's single Fingertips was a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1963 at the age of 13.
That's insane.
Man's balls just dropped. Jeez. Blind balls.
Very superstitious.
Making him the youngest artist ever to top the chart. Wonder's critical success was at its peak in the 1970s. His classical period began in 1972 with the releases of Music of My Mind and Talking Book, the latter featuring Superstition, which is one of the most distinctive and famous examples of the sound of the Hohner clavinet keyboard.
Yeah.
His works and versions, Fulfillingness, First Finale, and Songs in the Key of Life all won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year, making him the tied record holder for the most Album of the Year wins with 3. He is also the only artist to have won the award with 3 consecutive album releases.
Wow. Jeez. Talk about a hot streak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonder began his commercial period in the 80s. He achieved his biggest hits and highest level of fame, had increased album sales, charity participation, high-profile collaborations, including Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, political impact, and television appearances. Wonder has continued to remain active in music and political cases. I saw videos posted on his YouTube channel about the Ukraine today.
Hmm.
Like, literally, like, yeah, go, fight. Looking at the pop machine.
Mm, yeah.
Camera's over here.
Stevie Camera's over here.
Ah, oh, whoa. And I want to say this, if you're a fan of Stevie Wonder and you're coming to this episode, we could very easily say we're all fans and he doesn't have any idiot, Jim Morrison type dialogue out there to find. I listened to a little bit of his music. It's always, it's just good. Mm-hmm. And thankfully he didn't get Michael Jackson later on in his career where you just feel ucky listening to his stuff. But anyway, Wonder is one of the best-selling music artists of all time with sales of over 100 million records worldwide.
Wow.
He has won 25 Grammy Awards, the most by a solo artist, and 1 Academy Award Best Original Song for the 1984 film The Woman in Red. Wonder has been inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Songwriters Hall of Fame. He is also noted for his work as an activist for political causes, including his 1980 campaign to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a federal holiday. Thank you.
Save some for the rest of us, Stevie. Jeez.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I know, right? He was named a United Nations Messenger of Peace. And in 2014, he was honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Yeah. I can't find anything bad about this man.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, people think he can see. And we're going to get to that after the break.
There's no way this
don't
is true.
Do it.
There's no way this is true.
Go ahead. I know what you're going to ask me.
You think Stevie Wonder can see?
Listen.
What are you talking about? That's the craziest thing ever.
I'm saying we lived in a building together on Wilshire Boulevard.
Wait, you lived in a building with Stevie.
With Stevie, okay? Mm-hmm. You used to have to drive to the bottom underneath to park your car.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming through the first floor that day.
Mm-hmm.
It goes down because when I got in, I didn't press the button. So it went down first. Stevie got in. I'm standing in the corner. I didn't say nothing. And he looked over and he's like, "What up, Big Diesel?" And he turned his head, hit his button, and got off.
Come on.
I'm telling you what happened. I don't know if I was smelling from practice that day, but he just turned around. "What's up, Diesel?" Hit his button. Yeah.
Thank you.
second segment time, baby. Rocking out with your dachshund out. All right. Well, guess what? Page six in an article from 2016, February 2016, says...
What a year.
People still think Stevie Wonder isn't actually blind. Gadzooks.
Who wrote that? Orville Redenbacher?
Maggie Coulihan.
Gadzooks.
I actually improvised that. My bad.
Oh, okay.
Some journalist you are.
I'm not. The Stevie Wonder truthers raged on their theory that the superstition singer is not actually blind following his appearance at the Grammy Awards on Monday. Wonder at the time, 65, took to the stage to pay tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire's Maurice White with Pentatonix and present the Grammy for Song of the Year, which went to Ed Sheeran for Thinking Out Loud. Before announcing the winner, Wonder struggled with the envelope. Pop it open here, what the hell, he said, before joking with the Grammy audience. Couldn't read Braille. You can't read it. You can't read Braille.
Just like that.
Yep.
That's exactly how he said it. I thought it was there.
Wonder has been subject of a conspiracy theory after a video surfaced of the singer catching a falling microphone during a performance of the Beatles classic Hey Jude, which I alluded to, and we can post on our Facebook group, which you should be a part of. But others felt Wonder's bejeweled camouflage suit was reason enough to squash the theory. We can officially put the Stevie Wonder isn't blind conspiracy theory to bed, a suit only a blind man could love.
Wow.
That was according to Steve Sorensen. Yes. So there's more to that. Earlier today, this is from 2014, which is not... That's
not very early.
That's 8 years ago. No. Now, folks.
Not early or today.
A co-host of a show from Deadspin.com mentioned there was a field guide to American truthers, which is these people who are like, I think the world is flat, you know, and other anonymous bullshit, of which we cover on the Conspiracy Therapy podcast.
True.
In which the Big Daddy flamboyantly summarized some of the most common conspiracies in American culture. Within minutes, of course, readers took to Kinja and Twitter to add conspiracies we left out. One in particular caught our eye. This is Gawker Media, where occasionally honest-to-God reporting happens, according to this article. And so they got to work.
I thought that was Gawker's tagline. Honest to God, we do news occasionally here.
So... Stevie Wonder, as we've said, Steveland Hardaway Morris.
I'm sorry. It looks like April's drinking moonshine.
Well, maybe
she is. I don't know.
She wants to go blind.
The worst part is I got this as a vase for flowers.
The mason jar, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, water goes in that too, I guess. Or moonshine, whatever you're into.
Isn't that how they serve drinks at like...
Famous Dave's?
Yeah. I'm thinking I was... Stella's, but like a too. Barbecue joint would definitely sell.
So Steveland Hardaway Morris was born on May 13, 1950 in Saginaw, Michigan, and rendered blind shortly after his birth per the Wikipedia article I read before. But he was born 6 weeks premature, which along with the oxygen-rich atmosphere in the hospital incubator resulted in retinopathy of prematurity, a condition in which the growth of the eye... is aborted and causes the retinas to detach.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's Chewy. You need to give Chewy a synthesizer.
I do. I need.
Start him now. He'll get signed.
So Stevie Wonder has allegedly basically always been blind.
He's almost 11, right?
Yeah, but you're right.
It's perfect timing.
Motown, you listening? I got a dog act for you.
You just imagine Chewy playing a little clavicle organ thing. He's like,
and doing, damn it, he's better than all of us.
Probably, yeah.
And doing that howl that he does when he's alone.
Someone listening goes, you know what? Honestly, that sounds just like every other EDM song.
Like Amanda's dog's got the blues.
Some of those playlists online, they have like the really warm pad dream synthy, like but they'll extend it so it's like 10 hours and it'll have like rain sounds and like sleep. And I'm always joking with my girlfriend. I'm like, did this come from I sat on a keyboard.com?
Larry? This is one of your ambient songs?
Big Old Bridges is some technical ass shit. I don't know how you do it sometimes when I listen to those songs. Also, all on Spotify.
Yes.
If you haven't checked it out,
do it. What are you waiting on?
So, he was allegedly basically always been blind. By the time he was like an actual person with memories and object permanence and whatnot, he couldn't see. By this logic, he shouldn't be able to remember what colors and things look like. So the story goes that Stevie Wonder was a vivacious boy, so much that he would often prank adults by himself, according to some of his friends.
You've been wondered. No.
But that was the first hint that people were like, if he can prank people and he can't see, how does he do it?
He has to ask if it worked. Did the prank work? I can't tell.
And according,
do you look surprised?
Tell me if you look surprised.
Describe it in a way my imagination can conjure up what a visual is. I just imagine big shapes bouncing around in my head.
Do blind people dream?
Ooh. Here's an answer from Healthline.com. Blind people can and do dream, though their dreams can be somewhat different from those of sighted people.
Hmm.
So he can envision stuff.
Yeah. Hmm.
Interesting.
I've never thought of that before.
Yeah. That's why we do this show.
Yeah.
That's what the FBI catches on if they ever confiscated my phone. All these dumb questions I ask myself that just pop into my head randomly.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a Boy George story. I'm going to tell that now.
Oh.
Culture Club, right? That's the name of this. Okay.
Now an international DJ.
Ooh. Way to go, George.
Which I think you only have to be like two countries to be considered international, right? Yeah.
Pretty sure from the UK you can drive to at least three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I watched an interview with Boy George a few months ago. This is according to a Stevie Wonder truther blog.
Ooh.
I watched this interview with Boy George a few months ago, and he reckons Stevie Wonder's not completely blind, since Stevie Wonder once came over and playfully strangled him at a party once. And Boy George was like, how come he know where I was if he's completely blind?
That sounds just like
terrible.
Him.
But that's
it was okay. Like he was right here in the room with us. I mean, like, is he forgetting the fact that like he was probably talking and like making noise and
I know,
it's
right?
It's like Marco Polo.
Yeah.
I mean,
which Stevie's might probably be better than anyone else at.
Exactly. That's what they say is people who are lacking one sense, it heightens all the other ones.
Like a bat.
Yeah. Like a Stevie Wonder. That's what the real conspiracy is. Stevie Wonder's a bat.
Make him Batman.
Oh my God.
I'm into that.
Right?
Like an old, like retired Batman, but he's got sonar now. Mm-hmm. Because he's been in that dark cave for so long.
Exactly. Yeah,
training to hear and be able to focus on that.
Cataracts blinded him.
Yep. Yep. In 2010, Stevie Wonder, as I mentioned before, and Paul McCartney performed in the White House East Room. Clumsily, McCartney knocked over a microphone. Fucking McCartney.
McCartney? What a bumbling idiot.
Bumping into microphones.
Right?
And who's the blind one here?
Paul McCartney is blind. Future episode.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing this is the replacement McCartney that we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was supposed to go the exit the other stage left, and he decided to go the wrong way. Mm-hmm.
That's how McCartney died in that car crash. He let Stevie drive.
So there is a YouTube video that shows this, and the microphone does fall towards Stevie Wonder, but you can clearly see the guy next to him is kind of guiding him to grabbing it. And the fact that his hand goes up, I mean, if you're singing Hey Jude, it is kind of a religious experience. So I can imagine your hands are going to be in the air and you're going to be doing the na-na-na-na-nas at the end. I don't know. To me, it seems like it's just a happy coincidence.
I feel like his hands are kind of, he's probably been hit in the face a lot by things that you just kind of instinctively.
You're always on the defensive, I'm sure.
I mean, yeah. I don't know, but we can post that clip on our Facebook as well.
He was looking for his piano.
Nope, that's not it.
That's
a boob.
Let me go back to that.
Oh, that's Shaq's dick.
Whoa, hey,
he is 10 feet tall. Ooh,
let me go back to that, too.
Thank you, Stevie. So now
Stevie Wonder and Shaq is like the buddy comedy sitcom I really need.
We're
like,
really just coming up with these fucking billion-dollar movie ideas.
It writes itself.
Well, Shaq and Stevie Wonder, the movie.
Mm-hmm. We also need like a really small white guy just because they're like the comic relief in this.
Yep.
Ben Shapiro.
All three of them going to Home Depot.
I see you need a piece of wood.
Oh my God.
Don't tell my wife we're here.
Shaq and Stevie team up to try and teach Ben Shapiro how to make his wife come.
I mean, that's got sequels upon sequels.
You mean to say I should give her a kiss on the mouth beforehand?
Yes. Yes, you should.
I don't know. Oh, I don't want one of those, what do they call, wops happening?
For the 16th time, the clitoris is real.
Meanwhile, Stevie's just bumping
into the wall. What does that look like?
He's just bumping into the wall going like...
He's in the background saving those two from things falling off the shelves. He's like catching them and...
Thus perpetuating the conspiracy even more.
But they never know he's saving their lives.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Alex Jones is doing a show from his fucking parents' basement. And he's like, and that's when I knew that Stevie Wonder is a gay frog. And Ben Shapiro were part of the New World Order.
Do you think when Stevie Wonder rubs a clit, it's just like him reading the letter A over and over again?
He brails it. Tap, 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 baby, tap, tap.
Meanwhile, she's having an orgasm. That's, I bet, a blind... Never mind. I'm not going to go there. Nope.
I can always take it out.
I bet somebody who's blind is really good at fingering pussy.
Definitely.
They're definitely the best.
Because you're focusing more...
That's just going on the soundboard now.
You're focusing more on the sensation. Exactly. I think you're onto something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, it pays to speak up sometimes, boy. All right. I love you, Josh. All right. So apparently...
Stevie Wonder's the only one who can find the clit.
He's like the fucking Indiana Jones for the tombs we never knew we needed
to
explore.
The wombs, you mean?
So
Stevie Wonder's just like, well, I thought this was a McDonald's menu.
No, it's an Arby's.
Stuck in the back of an Arby's, fingering roast beef.
Sir, this is an Arby's.
Look, I understand.
Sir, a sandwich.
I understand you have the Nobel Peace Prize and all, but we need to serve these roast beef sandwiches.
But she's squirting. No, that's cheddar. That's cheddar sauce.
God damn it. All right. All right. So apparently Oprah brought Stevie Wonder bought Stevie Wonder a car or something once. Mm-hmm. According to a YouTube video, which you can see, the craziest part in this is at 2 minutes and 40 seconds in, when Stevie Wonder turns to this guy full on before grabbing him in a loving one-armed hug. So in this video, and it's all video evidence. Mm-hmm. That's where these truthers are basing their evidence. They see, they're like, he looks over at him.
Funny, I actually just heard a thing about how, you know, I don't know if it's just a local thing. Sam Bernstein, his son.
Google Eye Bernstein?
Yeah.
That's
the whole
one.
Family of them.
Somebody just took him out, because he's blind, out to a racetrack and threw him in a car and let him drive.
Well, that's just easy. He just closes the one eye and the other one's looking left already.
You can just call his dad and sue the racetrack.
Yeah, exactly.
So there is a an ESPN personality named Bomani Jones.
Oh, yeah, I know
One of the brightest guys in sports media, according to this article.
Yeah, he's also, he wrote for Rolling Stone.
Oh, wow.
He was like a reviewer for Rolling Stone.
So he breaks down the argument about Stevie Wonder, basically saying that Stevie Wonder tried auditioning to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
He says Bomani Jones saw a boy selling Stevie Wonder 3 plasma televisions once, and Stevie Wonder basically dressing the same since 1972, which I don't know what that means.
No.
I mean, he might dress that way because he likes the look, and he never...
I mean...
he likes the what?
He likes the way it feels.
I mean...
It's really soft.
I always like wearing...
Sorry about that, Ben. That's a you problem. That's not what they meant by wood.
Oh.
But
oh,
Jesus. A lot of people say this is the main thing, is that because Stevie Wonder goes to basketball games, they're like... Mm-hmm. Why would he go to basketball games if he can't see the court action?
Mm.
Well, he cheers and seems to follow it. But this is the thing. Like, everybody here has been to sporting events.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anytime you're there, they're doing play-by-plays.
Right.
So, for the most part. But sports radio has been around forever.
Sports television, yeah, and on radio they do the play-by-play. Well, you don't hear it.
I would have to think that if he went with someone, that person is probably sitting there describing it.
He's right. You know what? I know what you're talking about, Ryan. But they'll go 2 points. They actually announced 2 points Ewing. Like,
right.
Not, yeah. This, what a reference, Larry. Somebody from the 80s. I could have picked like LeBron or somebody playing.
You're in my fandom.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar gets a free throw.
You start talking Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars, Bill Laimbeer.
Professor Doubleday. Basketball reference is the guy who invented it.
Clyde the Glide, Drexler.
Mm-hmm.
You're in my area. So I get you. But no, it's true that... They do a play-by-play regularly, so I could...
Well, he can still hear, too, so if like he knows he's on one side of the court...
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he can follow it with, like, by sound.
There,
yeah. I mean, they have people that do sign language at concerts. It's not any different. Like, just because you can't hear it doesn't mean you can't enjoy the experience.
It's also social. I mean, when you go with people, it's a social event, too.
And the food!
Okay.
The food is good.
Sure.
Are we not agreeing about the food at sporting events being good?
I mean,
it's expensive as fuck.
He's a millionaire.
Well yeah, but I'm just saying.
But I'm like, other than the White Caps, have you been to a sporting event where you've been like, this hot dog made my life change? Although a beer and a hot dog is a delicious meal.
Mm-hmm.
And the nachos.
I get you.
Maybe not the nachos. Those are messy.
It's got that goop on it, like goopy cheese.
I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow.
I will always be 100% about nachos, except for the person who brings nachos into a movie theater.
That's just rude.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said that once, and it's embedded in my brain. Yeah. I'm like, if I see an old lady come in there, I don't care if she's 80. You get out of Avatar.
That's right.
Who gets a hot dog at a movie theater, too, by the way? Like, what?
Eat your meal beforehand. Like, what are you doing?
But make Sneak popcorn your meal.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring a giant purse like you're an 80-year-old and pull out a tuna fish sandwich.
I snuck a Subway footlong sandwich into a movie once when I was in high school. I tucked it in between my titties. True story.
We are learning so many great things tonight.
You could put a couple bags of chips too.
Mm-hmm. I lift it up,
although
and slide
it'd be crushing
it right under there.
Them, but
to BMT, well, big meaty tits.
Nice. And according to TMZ, he once told the paparazzis that he would love to be a cameraman for them.
He's got a good sense of humor, too.
He uses it as a way to play a really funny card.
Yeah, he's fucking around with people like when he was a kid.
Right.
Exactly. And the thing is, every single time, like I said, I mentioned Lionel Richie even talks about how he drove up and was waving at him. I'm sure there's some little bit of like.
Can you imagine being Lionel Richie and trying to process that information in real time? That's it. Huh?
I'd be like walking up to the front of the airplane and your two pilots are Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, what?
They're treating the dials like it's a piano, too.
Stevie, put down that roast beef sandwich.
Trying to find the clitoris, man.
Anyway.
Where's the clitoris?
It exists, I'm telling you.
I love this.
We've got
show.
A whole play or TV show or something.
I just imagine that wherever they would go together, Ben Shapiro would be like riding piggyback on Shaq's shoulders.
I'm telling you, Stevie, Shaq, and Ben, call us adult, mm-hmm. Adult Swim.
Stevie, Shaq, and Shapiro. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep.
Tuesday nights.
There you go.
NBC.
At 12:45 a.m. Mm-hmm.
About the only time slot we're going to get for this show.
Yep.
We got you.
Hardly anyone's going to see it.
Especially Stevie.
Especially Stevie.
I think that's going to wrap up that part of it.
Oh, God.
Folks.
We kid.
We kid. And we love Stevie Wonder and Shaq.
Mm-hmm. Ben Shapiro can fuck off. But
Yeah.
He's a douche.
No, douche is, that's a little too close to a vagina for him.
Yeah. He could come around one day, but right now.
Douche has been inside a vagina, yeah, so.
Exactly.
He did say his hero was Rush Limbaugh, though.
I mean, if you want to, if you strip it down to just being a radio personality who was successful, okay.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
I get it.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. I like the guys that were big fans of Howard Stern who start their own homegrown podcast networks and like to play the synths at home and wear a Cubs hat and have a nice little goatee.
I think I'd like that guy. Oh, well.
All right, let's do the thing at the end of the episode where we do a little truth
verdict.
Verdict. Oh, where am I? I
couldn't
see.
Truth verdict.
Mm-hmm. One corner. Four podcasters love you. We'll tell you what the finest sparkling beverages are.
The other corner, Stevie Shaq and Shapiro.
Stevie Shaq and Shapiro. They're lost. But that's because Stevie was driving.
Yep.
And we have to ask ourselves, do we really think Stevie Wonder isn't blind?
I'm going to say, because it doesn't necessarily say that he's 100% blind, I think that maybe he can at the very least sense shapes.
You said it was retinal detachment, though, mm-hmm. which is complete
that's total
blindness.
Blindness.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then...
Because I was on the same thought as you until he said retinal detachment. Right. I was like, oh, that's done.
Yeah. He's 72, mm-hmm. and he's been this way his whole life. So.
Sorry, Stevie, you have cataracts.
Oh, man. We know that people who are blind develop, their other senses are a lot stronger. So his sense of awareness around him is much better than all four of us put together, mm-hmm. I think. So, yeah, sure, he's blind, but he also can do things we can't.
True. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have to say he's blind. Because, like, at this point, why perpetuate that? Like, that seems like a stupid thing to lie about.
He's made his millions.
I don't know. It just seems like I'm lying that I have a disability. Like, what are you gaining from that?
I mean, he was 11 when he got signed. Right. It's not like he needed a gimmick.
Well, and that's this, like, if he was born that way, it's what at 2 months old he was faking it to the doctors. Like, it's just not logical.
Larry?
Yeah, I think he's blind as well. Just stick with me on this one. It's a little weird thing. But Dale Earnhardt, the NASCAR driver, said he could sense when cars were passing him or near him because of the change in air pressure. So I wonder if through experience, he's just learned to sense where things are through different means.
I'm sure that's very true.
And I'm going to round it out by saying I agree with Larry and April. And I guess I can see where people might think that. But, like, I guess realistically, there's going to be some happy accidents where he's looking right at you. Or he puts his hand out because something, he feels the wind moving or whatever. Mm-hmm. I got to imagine there's a lot of Stevie Wonder fans and a lot of people who want to give him a hug or pat him on the back. Mm. So I'm
even a broken clock is right twice a day. Like,
right. I mean, Stevie can't tell that, but yeah, we get what you're saying.
Stevie Wonder is blind, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to break the heart.
Don't apologize.
It's like it's breaking news.
It's a ridiculous thing to think.
Larry, I got some horrible news for you. What? Stevie Wonder is blind, man.
Not him, too.
And that's the verdict. All right. Well, hey, that's been an episode. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, catch us on Patreon. We got our new show. It's up. The first episode of Have You Heard Of with Josh, me, and our good friend Mike, a bi-weekly Patreon-only show. Josh, what do we do on that show?
The idea of this show is Ryan and I realize that because we're, you know, I'm close enough to 40 and Ryan is 40, we can't assume that you all know everything that we know. And so we take things that we love, whether, you know, from music, video games, any kind of entertainment, and we tell you why we love this thing and why maybe you should check it out.
Maybe some history on it, play some clips.
Mm-hmm.
And as you'll see, and I'll spoil it right now, the episode that comes out this week is about the Wishmaster franchise, because I talked about some spooky movies. And we're almost in the month of October, so why not?
Yep. And then the first episode, if you go check that out, it was about Chelsea Wolfe.
That's right. Josh led the charge.
Nice.
Also, check out the TikToks, Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Mm-hmm. Larry's been generous with his posting, and I've been taking those and posting them on the YouTubes, which you can also follow. I found out, I was curious about this, because I've always wondered, like, how much does YouTube pay per view? 1,000 views of one video is usually a payout of $5. So $1 million would be $5,000. If we could ever make a video that got that much.
It's way better than Spotify pays.
It's like a half. Negative. I think it's owe them money.
I think
actually.
It's half a cent per 1,000.
Holy shit.
The thing with YouTube, though, is you can't do anything that involves anything that's copywritten. For example, I have a video on YouTube that has, I think, 60,000 views. Mm. And they've never contacted me about paying me.
Yeah, don't you have to join as a their whatever group if you want to get paid, so that it allows them to advertise? That's because that's where they get the money. 60,000 views. Wow.
Yeah, it was a video I did about 15 years ago about how to play One of These Days by Pink Floyd on bass.
Maybe we'll throw that on the Facebook for our fans to check out.
Oh, it's horrible. I play it right, but
he plays it with his nose.
Well, actually, I played it with a pick, and in the song, he actually slaps it. So, you know, a lot of people are like,
monster.
You played it wrong. And I'm like, I know that now. I'm like, but it sounded fine then.
Well, you live, you learn, Josh.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's been your episode. Does anybody have anything they want to throw out there before we end this bad bear?
Put a finger in my butt.
Interesting.
Yep.
The lemmings.
Yep.
Again, lemmings.
Yep.
Give us 5 stars and we'll shout you out. Actually, do we still have that phone number?
I think it expired. I could get a new one though.
Okay. Because I was listening to a show the other day that had a phone number, and I was like, I wonder if we still have that. I figured I'd ask.
We haven't done that in ages.
Yeah. Do we still have a P.O. box? Okay.
We got like 2 letters.
I know.
Or 1 letter in a package.
We got that package from, was it Janessa? Yeah.
Sweet Janessa.
Hi, Janessa. She's sending me videos on TikTok, so.
She's great.
She sends funny videos.
Oh, I love it.
I know. I do, too.
All right. Well, anyway. That's been your episode. We'll see you next week for the therapy. Have a
there is superstitions writing on the wall. There is superstitions letters about to fall. 13 months or maybe broke the looking glass.
you could think in your past. Can you believe in things that you don't understand when you suffer? Superstition, the way you did it.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.